שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא אהבת השם, נקרא קטעים נבחרים.
Hello, we're on the topic of love for the Creator. We'll continue reading selected excerpts. You can find the excerpts by clicking the study materials tab in the Ervut system. You can also send questions. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. Love for the Creator.
Nivraim.
The created beings must be opposite of the Creator, otherwise they would not exist as independent. Exist outside this force that exists in reality above space, time, changes. How does the Creator seemingly solve this problem of, on the one hand, creating the creatures, the created beings, the people, on the other hand, that they could come to a state, to a degree, to an attainment, to existence like Him, no less. Because this is His goal, to bring them to His degree. Consequently, other than a desire that is opposite to Him, a desire to receive in place of His will to bestow a will for Himself, He gave this will to receive an environment. An environment that repels, that is opposite, threatening environment, a hostile environment toward the will to receive. He broke the will to receive into pieces. And then, and this is the point, this is the crux of the matter, the special point. He gave the will to receive the possibility, each and every part in the broken will to receive the ability to come close to the other, be able to look at the other as a part of Himself, where in generally speaking, we are in a world, we have to understand that if we wish to reach to the degree of the Creator, we must relate to this entire world as ourselves. There is no other. There is no stranger. There is nothing, no one that is opposite, someone that I hate, repel, reject, I refuse to accept. There isn't. There's no evil inclination. There's no other side. There's nothing. Those are all parts of myself that I have to come close to and bring myself to a state where I love them. As it's written, with both of your desires, the good inclination and the bad inclination. That's why we were given this great world, and it's only a small part of what we can see. We don't see how this world is opposite in all these different forms relative to us. We'll feel that it rejects us, and we need to feel this world as mine, that it's simply me, that everything are parts of my soul, not simply near to me, but they are parts of my soul, parts of me. This is what we have to come to. Of course, these things are still remote from our understanding, from our attainment, from practical action, but nevertheless we need to advance more and more towards this process we have to undergo. We need to start approaching it. I'm not the one choosing the state, I'm not the one choosing the time. I'm telling you what I must tell you. Although in truth, inside of me, if it was up to me, I don't think that we would come to this material of love of others or love of the Creator. Meaning, the Creator arranged before us a complete world, a hostile world, a world that's opposite to us, that's at odds with us, and that's how we take it. Otherwise we won't feel it, because we don't have the quality of bestowal, the quality of love, only the opposite. This is what we are. And we need to depict each and everything that we see, anything that we can even detect, because we detect something because it's opposite to us. And we need to see in every detail in the world, each and every detail, that it is ours. Truly. To such an extent that connection to that detail is a connection to the soul. To our soul, connection to the Creator. And that's what we need to gradually come to. We need to think about it, we need to reach, we need to discuss this, but this is the innermost point and most important point in the process, in our process of correction. For years we discussed different discernments, but this is the innermost point for the time being. Everything else will be even deeper.
Только появился значок «Дорогой Раф». А как прийти к такому слиянию с миром? То есть с десяткой понятно, я...
How to achieve such adhesion with the world? With the ten, it's clear. I ask for the friends, I incorporate with them. How to be like that with the world?
When you understand, when you hear in your mind that the whole world is you, and only seems like that to you on the outside, so that you would work on yourself, so you would see how all the details of the world are coming closer to you, are uniting with you, and you become, and you include all of reality and all of humanity and everyone, that they're all just in components, elements in your soul. And when you look at it in this way, you gradually begin to feel that this is truly so. And you begin from this point to come to such a relationship, such a thought. And that's how it's going to be stabilized. You will see. Eventually, you will later see that indeed what's before me is me on the inside, and all these parts are parts of my soul. And if I begin to connect them, it means that I love them. I connect them to myself. I unite them, unify them in me. I bring myself back to the correction, to the state of Adam HaRishon, and there's no one else here. Rather, it's me in the state of Adam HaRishon and the Creator who fulfills me. And it doesn't bother me that the others are thinking this way as well. It doesn't bother me at all, because everyone is working on the same plan and in the same path.
А как правильно соединить эти элементы? разные мысли, разные представления о мире.
What's the right way to connect these elements, all these views, perceptions of the world?
To unify, to connect all these parts of creation together. We don't need to work on them like a construction worker or an engineer to put together all these pieces. Like children building a house of blocks. No, we need only to open ourselves up as much as possible in love. Love is the force of connection. And then above all the divisions, the distancing, the transgressions, love will cover, love will connect, and that's the act of the upper light, not ours. We'll just know, we'll see, we'll attain how all these parts connect and build the one soul that includes everything. And it's not our work, rather it's the work of the Creator, and that's what we call it. We call it the work of the Creator. The work of the Creator. Meaning to see in everything that belongs to me, meaning anything that I see, the whole world, I see parts of my soul. That is the correct view of things. And don't be afraid when we see certain stars, big, empty spaces in the heavens, in the sky, and galaxies, and it doesn't matter. It's absolutely not a problem. It's just what we see. And we will see how these things unify in us. And certainly, this is how we construct ourselves into a single soul. Think about it. It's not a big problem to understand.
Buongiorno, caro Rav. Tutto il mondo è parte di me. Perché è fondamentale cominciare dal lavoro in decina?
The whole world is a part of me. Why is it so important then to start with working in the ten?
Can you swallow the entire world? Can you be considerate to everyone? Treat everyone as if they are yours, they are your soul, that you have to connect with them, with your heart and soul, and you expect them to treat you also accordingly, to help you.
You're
not in a state where you see them as replicas of your inner qualities. You still are not in control of your inner qualities. If I were in charge and control of my inner qualities, then whatever I see, whatever I do in me, I see it happening outside of me as well. But I'm not there yet. So it turns out that I have no way in this way to connect all of reality to me and in me. That's how we approach this state. That's why the Creator broke everything, shattered everything into tens and 100 and 1,000 and 10,000 and so on and so forth. That many pieces. And we see it even in the Torah, how we need to count everything and divide everything up. This is a gradation. This is the only way we can come closer to the concept of everything being one. And I need to see myself in it, I see myself as connecting everyone with my love, not using any strength, any force, but love. I turn to the Creator and I ask Him each time more and more to connect everything, to establish everything, to help everyone to be as one man in one heart. And by that, we attain this force that works and that does it as one single force.
No.
We have another question.
Però in tutto questo processo io ho un problema, cioè il problema è che
in this whole process I have a problem. My nature
una cosa inverosimile
e causes me to feel that I want to feel everything is fake. Because if I try to do this work and try to love the friends, but I don't feel love inside of me. I feel my nature telling me it's not real, it's not true. So how do we develop this ability so that I don't listen to my nature but actually feel everything is one?
This is the work, not at once, but rather only good and grace shall pursue me. This is where we enter the work, where we want to see all of reality, still vegetative, animate, and speaking as parts of my soul. And I wish to unify them, connect them, bring them to a state where I don't see them as they are in the form of still vegetative, animate, and speaking, but I see them as a combination of forces, of bestowal, and then this is what I wish to reveal. Hence, I do not look at the friends in my eyes. They are not people. They are inner forces through which the Creator relates to me.
Здравствуйте, Раф, товарищи. Вот человек хочет что-то получить, но он видит, что он не может это получить.
Man wants to receive something, get something, but he sees that he can't, and that maybe he never will. That's one kind of sorrow, but a bigger sorrow is when he understands that someone else will receive.
Этот человек должен помочь получить. Это другое.
Besides him.
Иначе просто он понимает, что
he is also supposed to help the other receive it. Otherwise, he understands he goes into troubles and suffering. Can you describe what is that state when the friend receives what you want to receive?
This speaks of those stages. The stages of correction you have to go through. Not only do you want to receive the pleasure and you don't receive it, and not only do you not receive it, someone else receives your portion. Those are the stages of your correction, where you have to see that in truth you bring this person so close to you, you begin to feel that it is a part of your soul, that whatever he receives is the best for you. You're not creating any distance between you and him, and that's why it's like a mother and her baby. You give something to the baby, or you give something to the mother. Is there a difference for her? Only that the baby comes first. Baby comes first. That's it. And the same goes here.
Meaning
your thoughts are correct thoughts. They're not good but thoughts, but they're correct thoughts. And they just show that you need to correct all those things. You need to think and to understand and to bring it closer and to attain it that your friend is you.
And
it's an innermost part of you, and that's why the part the Creator created, these parts moved away from you. According to the measurement of the ego that's in you. Hence, the more you bring closer someone who's farther away from you, by that, you correct yourself to a greater degree. That's the meaning of he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, and so on and so forth. Here we're getting into this work of practical Kabbalah, how to receive, to accept these foreign parts as your own, put back together the system of the soul of Adam HaRishon, and to discover the Creator in it as the operating force, the force that fulfills, that fills the system. That this would truly be, come and see. You're making efforts towards connection. You see that you're incapable. You don't have the force of connection. On the contrary, but you detect that here you're missing connection, and above your reason, above your desire, you ask the Creator to connect these parts together. And the parts that connect, you begin to attain the parts of unity. Our work, our entire work is in attaining the unification of creation. And the more we unite together, all of us, by that we attain the Creator. And He is the result of the work of unity. We attain Him as the one unique and unified. We'll learn about all these discernments, but these points that we started to touch on yesterday, maybe even the day before yesterday, these last few days, these are the most important points. This is the true, correct inner work. And we are in the starting point of this path, but this is a line that brings us towards correction.
Bonjour, Rav. Bonjour. How can we change perceiving reality as a whole through the prism of our ego?
That's what we're trying to do. In a group, in our work, on our desires, bring those egoistic forms together until we unite them without any distance between them. That's what we want, to return all of reality from the 10 and later more than the 10 into one. That's our work. Have one will to receive, and all of it entirely. I don't know where you're taking your philosophy from.
I feel that love is a very inner emotion. Okay, the question is this. What is the emotion of love that comes from the created being, that it's His love, and He gives that to the Creator?
This is how a person turns to the Creator, and he asks to see all of reality the way the Creator sees it, as one. Everything is one, and the upper force, there's nothing besides Him, is working in it.
Love is a feeling that created being has acquired. It's his.
As much as we can get the force of bestowal, dominating the force of reception, and these two forces unite and revealing the unity of these two forces that come from one source. Then the revelation of the source, the single source for the force of reception and force of bestowal, when it's happening together, this is called the revelation of the Creator. And this state is called love, connection of two opposite parts, completely. You can't say into one desire, but let's say, nevertheless, into one body, and they have one goal, to reveal the love between them, the good attitude, the devotion between them, between the Creator and the created being. We will later find nicer words. We will later go to the Sfirot, Patsufim, the worlds and all of that. We will talk about it in the form of attaining the unity, and then we'll learn about it in such a way that it will move us. We will not talk about it in our intellect, that it exists somewhere there, or on paper, or in the computer, or in our imagination, that it exists in our
Do we have to justify the conditions given to us in order to achieve unity with the friends?
Of course.
We need to be in a state where we justify the Creator for each and every step, for each and every moment, because in that it's certain that we unite all the parts of creation as we depict them in that same state, and that is our work. Our work in each and every moment of our existence is to bring about unity of all of reality, everything that I feel. It all belongs to one force, to the Creator. And it now comes to me, it appears in me, so that I would unify it and reveal in it for the time being the only force that activates it.
Thank you, dear Rav. What does it mean to open myself with everyone? What do I want for each and every part of me?
I want every part to feel that it needs it. There's a greater word than needing. It must have. Must have this thing from the others. Otherwise, talk about it. But ultimately, each and every one needs to feel inside of him these various events, internal events, more internal or less internal, more external, that he experiences towards the friends and towards the world, and that would be relative to the Creator. Everything relative to the Creator, in our attitude towards the Creator, where we ask the Creator to unify all those things, for him to connect us together. So we would feel him as one. This is our main action, really, is to connect so the Creator will be revealed as one. In that, we give Him contentment. By that, we attain our primary connection, correction. When we connect as one, we reveal.
Amplify it.
First of all, none is wise as the experienced. Meaning, a person who sees his development through various states is not overly impressed by what he's seeing. He knows that this is how it was and how it will be. Besides the fact that he's under a certain impression right now, and an emotional impression is the most important. You can tell him about all kinds of philosophies, but he doesn't hear it because he feels, and what he feels is more important. Nevertheless, through the environment, not through a person inside of him, rather by using a person and his environment in the ten, meaning you can balance him and move him from one state to another. It's like the work of a capacitor. You have a fulfillment here, a filling here, in one barrel, and you pour it into another barrel, and then you take it from one barrel and you pour it to another barrel. And in this way, a person and his ten, a ten and a person can work. And by that he can find balance. That whatever we accumulate in the ten shall help us for tomorrow. Since who knows what form I'm going to have tomorrow, either up or down, in an ascent or descent, but the ten will always be like a shock absorber. And through that, although I'm making progress when I'm using the ten, but my shocks are working to move me forward each time, forward, forward. This is the solution. Hence, we work through that. It works like a piston in an engine. All of our advancement is done by taking from one place to another place, energy, force, transferring. And this is what we do between a man and a ten. That's how we need to work. And when we later discover how it all works, how it works between everyone, between all ten friends, then it comes to a whole state. We then begin to see, and again, it's not simply ten pistons by which we come to a good result, rather it's a combination of qualities, chesed, gvura, tiferet, netzach, and the opposite of that. And we'll see how it all gives us each time a new picture of the world. And the world is ten sefirot who are connected together. How they bring to me each time a new world and all its colors and sounds and anything and everything, but on the condition that I'm able to connect everything to one source. And I wish to justify the Creator and
I felt that what hinders the love, the friends, is that there's criticism. It's like we measure the friends all the time, but on the other hand, I also measure myself and I have self-criticism. So how do you take that criticism, that attitude, and turn it into a positive rather than a negative one?
Again, this is done when we are discussing between ourselves how we are parts of a single body and how no one is free, no one is truly distant from the others, and we just need to unity, some form of unity, even an initial form of unity that will begin to enter conception as a point, as a drop of semen, and that the upper force will bestow to us, will influence us with love, and we'll feel ourselves more and more and more developing, growing from state to state, which means from day to day, until we go through all 9 months of pregnancy and we are born. But in the connection between us, when we begin to see ourselves inside the Creator, all our work is in the annulment of our ego for the time being and the desire to only connect between us, regardless of what will be and what is happening, only to connect. This is called love covers all transgressions. And in that, the Creator works on us accordingly and develops us as a drop of semen that is included of 10 forces, strange forces, different forces, and it works on us and it develops us. That's what we need.
Rav, how to discuss in the 10 something that we still don't feel?
Try to imagine it, depict it, portray it forcefully as much as you can. Again, envy, lust, and honor. Activate those things. When you envy one another, when you, each one wants to be greater than the others, he wants to support the others together with that. He wants to control them and he wants to annul before them. Activate those forces. But the important thing is to bring them together, connect them together. We will stop talking about things in this way and we'll move to work that's more practical, but I'm afraid that we will get into it and then people will lose. Because in the practical work, we're speaking of forces, ab, sag, ascent, descent. We're using such terms from tests, and then what we'll have, we'll lose contact with reality. Okay, Niv. You're 8.
So we're in item 8 from our document with source excerpts. This is from Zohar for All. Complete love is love on both sides, whether in din or in chesed, in successful ways. He will love the Creator even if he takes his soul away from him. This love is complete, for it is on both sides, in chesed and in din. Hence, the light of the act of creation came out and was then concealed. When it became concealed, the harsh din came out, and the two sides, chesed and din, were included together, becoming whole. This gave room for the inclusion of the two ends as one. This is so because now it became possible to disclose the wholeness of his love even while he takes one's soul away from him. Thus, room was given to complement the love in a way that had it not been hidden and the harsh deen had not been revealed, this great love would have been devoid of the righteous, and it never would have been possible for it to become disclosed.
Meaning, we cannot advance or see anything except through the contrast, the difference between different feelings, different colors, different sounds. It doesn't matter. If we lack a discernment for and against something, we cannot discern it. We discern something only in the boundary, the border between one force and another. I don't know what is the force of hate and the force of love objectively by themselves. I'm on the seam between the two. There I have a feeling and I have an attainment of one against the other. That's why we are called created beings, and that's why we agree, we exist. So do not be afraid of differences, of distances, opposite forms. Only patience and being in the right existence, in the right environment, it will bring us the light from above, and it will arrange for us this view from the good side and from the bad side, as he tells us from...
In adhesion with the Creator.
Number 9, Rabash writes, when a person feels the love of the Creator, he understands that it is worthwhile to leave other loves for the love of the Creator. But later, when the awakening passes away from him and he no longer feels the love of the Creator, he will want to return to the other loves that he had already decided to toss away. At that time, a person needs the covenant and maintain the same conduct that he had while he felt the love of the Creator. Although now he has no feeling whatsoever, then the work must be compulsory to enslave himself to the covenant that he had made before. This is called that you may enter into the covenant.
Meaning, we, in short, in every state that happens, we have to stay in adhesion as much as we can between us and the Creator. And if we do that in the 10, then we will see that this is orchestrated in such a way from above that it's like we are dancing in a circle. We hold each other by the hand on the one hand, and then on the other hand, we are jumping. So everyone's jumping, someone's jumping up, someone is jumping down, but collectively we are doing our actions together. And so our individual ups and downs come together into the dance, to a single attitude towards the Creator. That's what we need to do. That's our inner dance, our inner connection between us.
Number 10 from Zohar to, for all. All the many contradictions to his uniqueness, which we taste in this world, separate us from the Creator. Yet when exerting to keep Torah and Mitzvot with love, with our soul, with our might, as we are commanded to bestow contentment upon our Maker, all those forces of separation do not affect us into subtracting any of the love of the Creator with all our souls and our might. Rather, in that state, every contradiction we have overcome becomes a gate for attainment of His wisdom. This is so because there is a special quality in each contradiction, revealing a special degree in attaining Him. And those worthy Those worthy ones who have been rewarded with it turn darkness into light and bitter into sweet. For all the powers of separation from the darkness of the mind and the bitterness of the body have become to them gates for attainment of sublime degrees. Thus the darkness becomes a great light and the bitter becomes sweet. Hence, to the extent that they previously had all the conduct of his guidance toward the forces of separation, now they have all been inverted into forces of unification and sentenced the entire world to the side of merit.
Meaning, don't be afraid that opposite forces appear, separating forces, contradictions, as he calls it here. On the contrary, for each and every contradiction, there is a revelation of the Creator. And the greater the contradictions, and also longer-term contradictions, when we patiently go and collect and establish all these contradictions together, but we continue with the friends very patiently, we then ultimately come to a state where all these contradictions actually reveal to us the Creator, the Upper Light. And then the bitter from the women, just make it quick and to the point.
According to except number 10, Mark 36, by which reason all the contradictions that we overcame become gates for attaining his wisdom?
I didn't understand. Say it again.
According to except number 10, how, by which reason all the contradictions we overcame are inverted into gates for attaining his wisdom?
Because we overcame, because we took all these contradictions, we rose above them by faith above reason, we want to remain in connection between us, despite the contradictions and rejections and all kinds of problems, and that's how we overcome them. In those states that we overcome, we have a masach. And with that masach, we begin to see how much we rise, how much we transcend above these states of separation. And to that extent, we enter the spiritual world.
Again, 11. There is self-love and there is love of the Creator. And there is a medium, which is love of others. Through love of others, we come to love the Creator. This is the meaning of what Rabbi Akiva said, love your neighbor as yourself is a great rule in the Torah. As old Hillel said to the Gentile who told him, teach me the whole Torah on one leg. He said to him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend, and the rest, go study. This is so because through the love of others, we come to love the Creator. And then the whole Torah and the whole wisdom are in his heart. It is written, the Creator said to Israel, be sure the whole wisdom and the whole Torah are easy. Anyone who fears me and performs the words of Torah, all the wisdom and all the Torah are in his heart. Concerning fear is explained in the Sulam, the latter commentary of the Zohar, that it is fear that he might not be able to bestow upon the Creator, since it is the conduct of love that he wants to bestow upon the Creator. Hence, one who has love of the Creator wants to bestow. This is called dvikut, adhesion, and is, and to cleave unto him. By this, the Creator passes unto him Torah and wisdom. It follows that he taught him on one leg. meaning that through love of others, he will achieve the degree of love of the Creator. And then he will be rewarded with Torah and wisdom.
What he wants to tell us here is simple, that between self-love and the love of the Creator that we have to reach, there is a medium, something in between, the love of others. This is why the Creator created the world and us, and the matter of the ten and society and so on, so that we would learn on top of our relationships with our peers, with those who are similar to us, with friends and in general, with people, through hate, love, connection, distance, quarreling and connecting, so that from this we will get impressions, what it means to come closer or connect to others. And through such relationships with others, we would know how we can approach the Creator. So our whole world and the reality we're in are exercises where we, like children, play in this game, and this is why it's written this way, that the whole world is a game, and we have to use it in order to prepare ourselves for the real relationship with the Creator. Now, we are beginning to slightly bring ourselves closer to a relation to the Creator, and from this, see what we should get from this game, how we should delve into the game between us, so that afterwards we can establish measurement. Don't worry.
And you say it's attainable.
Of course it is attainable. And what's, why is it so important for you if you attain it or not? What's important for you is to add each
Maestro, io volevo chiedere questo. Che significa quello che odi non farlo al tuo amico nella decina?
I wanted to ask,
che cos'è questo lavoro?
If not to do to your friend what you don't want to do to you, what is that work?
That I have to relate to all the friends in such a way that I don't pressure them. I don't want to determine anything, but I, first of all, support. I support our progress together, our advancement, gradually and gently. And that's it. Don't let your ego out, but first of all, wrap it with love and with a good calculation, connect it to the goal, and then use it. Think. Think about it. It's not a problem.
Да, дорогой Раф, тут написано в отрывке, что любовь к Творцу желает отдавать, и это называется слияние.
It says here that the love towards a creator, he wants to bestow, and then we reach adhesion. What is adhesion with the creator?
Adhesion with the creator is when we have between us mutual bestowal upon each other, so that each one wants to feel himself in the other. That I fill him. That I am totally only in order to perform the act of filling the other. This is called being in the other. And on the other hand, I feel that I am filled by the other. All my thoughts are about you. All my desires are about you. It's written. And in this way, we feel that we are in adhesion, in such adhesion that seemingly No one feels in this point of adhesion where he begins and where the other ends, but we're just totally together. This is called attainment of the unification. Okay?
About adhesion with the friends, when you connect to them, so really there's a sensation that, like a mutual field or this cloud of connection, but here also some different attitude towards the Creator has to appear.
Mutuality. When we feel not me, myself, and he, himself, or that we feel one another, but the common between us, in the common thing between us, we built such connectedness that you can't tell one from the other. Something here was made that it is one. This is called the one. He is one in his name, one. That's the unification that we attain. There is no creator. There is no created being. There is what is in the result between... It's like two drops that connected into one. They totally... All the individual discernments and feelings disappear. And also each one in the other. They've just become one. We have no words for it. We can't imagine it because all that we have in our minds and hearts come from having two opposites. And here you have no opposites. It's just an attainment of oneness. And that's the purpose of all of development.
What is that mutuality we're expecting from adhesion?
I don't demand of the Creator anything other than to be able to bestow upon Him. And to bestow upon Him means to bestow upon the whole vessel that He created. Because there is no Creator outside of that vessel. And then this relation toward the Creator is called love of the world.
So where's
the mutuality?
By
this I discover the Creator's relation to me. If I couldn't relate this way to all of reality, I wouldn't be able to relate to all of reality in this way if the Creator didn't give me the power to do it. Even before I approach reality in this way, it is He. Let's continue.
The condition of life in the last generation. First, everyone must thoroughly understand and explain to his surroundings that the well-being of society, which is the well-being of the state and the well-being of the world, are completely interdependent. As long as the laws of society are not satisfactory to each and every individual in the state and leave a minority that is dissatisfied with the government of the state, that minority conspires under the government of the state and seeks to overthrow it.
In other words, even if we have the smallest minority in a country of millions and millions of people, that minority will not let the upper force control the country in such a way that the country will achieve wholeness. We have to come to a state that everyone is connected, everyone understands, and everyone feels that they are in one body and one desire, filled with one filling, and everyone exists for everyone else. Then there will not be a minority or majority or anything, but everyone will be connected together.
Strive to overthrow them.
In other words, no one in the nation can be complacent and sure that he and his children will have a good future, even if there is even one person. We've seen such cases in history where one person, too, overturned the government and the regime and the whole process in a certain country. Therefore, we have to come to a state where every single one are both connected to each other, supporting one another, and are organizing among them a relation of such love and support that that connection is responsible and what brings us a safe and yes, please.
Just what you said now, that theoretically it's clear, but how to reach it? And all this article altogether, the ideal state is clear, where everyone's connected, they feel that they're one system, and the existing state is also clear and felt, the egoistic existing. But there's a huge gap between them, and what's the first step, or gradually how to reach from the current state to the desired state?
By doing these things among us in the ten, afterwards we can expand the tens into hundreds and thousands and so on. This is what we're learning. We should begin to realize it among us, and as a result, we will know how to do it in more external. For now, we're not talking about the actual solution. We're talking about how the society should be built. And here he says that society should be built in a way that to the very last person, everyone understands and feels that there is only one way and only one corrected state, which is connection in love. And then we can be certain that we are in the final state called.
I can hear you speak good.
My correction in the 10, will it influence the correction of the world?
Like Bala Sulam says here, that if in society there's even one dissatisfied person, he can change everything. Same thing with everyone who changes himself from a state that he's dissatisfied to a state that he is satisfied, from not understanding to understanding, and so on. By that, he can determine the whole world to the good.
Again.
I don't want to determine all kinds of states. Obviously, that the final connection where each one is above their egos, that's the final goal. But before it, we need to see how we do it. First, we have to do it ourselves, in the tens, in our organization. Then we will have experience and we'll be able to know how we can approach all of humanity and try to work in it in a way that they will understand and see their future correctly and in a good way, and that it's not imagination but reality that we must realize. We can't disappear off the earth. We can't finish ourselves. We will need eventually through the good or through the bad, but to reach the corrected final reality that already exists. It's constant and exists. The end of an action begins with a thought. That's why let's try and understand how to get to it. And obviously, it's connected to everything we're doing now, between us, with ourselves. We have to think. And also, it's connected to us even if we're doing actions that are supposedly personal in the tent, it still affects the whole world. We have to understand this already now, that our actions in our tents are completely influenced, and a lot, very much, influence the whole world, all of reality.
Barur.
Привет, Раф.
Привет.
Вы сказали, что все наши действия в
десятке. Hello, Ab. You said that everything we do in the ten, through them we bestow upon the whole world. We influence the whole world. What concrete activities will have the most positive, powerful effect on the world?
Connection, obvious connection. We have nothing else to do. Only the connection between us, it will directly influence. We are in a system with everybody in that same system. We can disconnect from it, so the connection between us becomes the force, the most inner force, the most bestowing force, the most determining to the whole world, to all of human society. And as much as we connect more, we'll feel ourselves, as much as suddenly we speed up the development of the world.
Yes. Mark
25. Is there hope to develop in the masses through education and advertising a disposition to love others, or do all the people have to necessarily come to spiritual work?
No, most people can't reach spiritual work. They will all, as Bala Sulam writes in the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Niv, maybe you can find that part. We just need to connect between us. And from that connection between us, we will reach a state that the method of connection, the intensity of connection, will spread to all of humanity. But not that we need to teach everybody and really explain to everybody the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. From what we are made of, comprised of, how to bring the parts between us closer. No. Humanity doesn't need it. Whoever needs it, needs it. Whoever doesn't, so no. But what we do need is to teach them that in the connection between us, we attain a higher degree than human existence. That's what we need. That, to explain, yes.
That
our good future only depends on the connection between us. Do something else now? What should we do? Let's have a workshop. Friends, I'm asking seriously to relate to this. Usually the workshop, you think, oh, it's not so important. This is important. Let's together, all of us, discuss and incorporate what do we think of our work in the correction of the world, in correcting ourselves, from the 10 to BB, and from BB to the whole world and back. What do we think? What do we recommend to ourselves to do? Because in the near future, you'll see how the world just loses itself and starts becoming almost to get to a war. So how can we, what can we do in according to that for the world? Okay.
Kadima, sadna.
Come on, work.
Social media.
Okay, Rav found the excerpt. Let's read it for a second.
Okay, so this is from the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar, where he writes the following. From now on, it is only upon us, the relics, to correct this terrible distortion. And each of us, relics, will take upon himself with his heart and soul to intensify from here on the internality of the Torah and give it its rightful place according to its importance over the externality of the Torah. Then each one will be rewarded with elevating his internality, meaning the Israel in it, which is the needs of the soul, over the externality of himself, which is the nations of the world in him, which is the needs of the body. And that force will come to the whole of Israel until the nations of the world within us recognize and acknowledge the merit of the great sages of Israel over them, and will listen to them and obey them. And the internality of the nations of the world, the righteous of the nations of the world, will overpower and submit their externality, who are the destructors. The internality of the world too, who are Israel, will rise in all their merit and virtue over the externality of the world, who are the nations. Then all the nations of the world will recognize and acknowledge Israel's merit over them, and they will follow the words, and the peoples will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them in the land of the Lord. And also, and they will bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters will be carried on their shoulders. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar. Through your composition, which is the book of Zohar, they will be redeemed from exile with mercy. As explained, amen.